Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to the Gospel of Mark again, chapter 11, from verse 20 to 25. But before I read that, let's pray. Father, we do pray for your help. We ask that you would cast the light of your Holy Spirit upon this word, that we might see and believe all that you have to say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mark chapter 11, verse 20 through to 25. As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered. And Jesus answered them, Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, Be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have nothing against anyone, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. I remember a story I was told a number of years ago where a church had a member in their church, it was actually a leader in their church, who became very, very sick. He got cancer. And he almost died, and the church prayed for him at length, and eventually it looked like he was going to recover, and then out of nowhere, he died. And the church, from all accounts, what I heard, sounded like it really struggled processing this, and one of the challenges that they faced was the understanding that the fault was theirs. The reason this man died was that they as a church didn't have enough faith. They didn't believe enough. If only they had believed a bit more, then he would have been healed. Then God would have healed them. But they hadn't. There must have been something wrong with them that meant that this man died. This is not a one-off thing. In fact, sadly, today, in much of the evangelical church, this is very common. In the Pentecostal church, this is even more common. And it's the idea that faith rests in me. And what I mean by that is the outcome of faith is based upon my ability to believe lots. And often, they'll turn to passages like this, and they'll say, what Jesus is teaching here is that if you have enough faith, you can tell a mountain to get up and be thrown into the sea. You can do anything if you have enough faith. They'll turn to other similar passages like this one and seek to show that it rests in you and your ability to believe in God. And yet, Jesus is not saying that at all. In fact, he's kind of saying the opposite. It's not about you whatsoever. Do you notice the first words that come out in verse 22? You see, Peter's amazed. Peter looks at the fig tree, and he's amazed. Why? Because something incredible happened. Jesus said to the fig tree, no one's ever going to eat fruit from you again. And it just withered down to its roots. Peter goes, wow, how did you do that? Look at it. And Jesus says, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Who is the faith in? Does Jesus say, believe enough? Does Jesus say, have more faith? You need to have more faith, Peter. No, he says, have faith in God. And then he draws that out. He says to them, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Now, ask yourself a question. Why is it that a person can believe that a mountain might be plucked up from the sea, from its roots, and thrown into the sea, and see it come to pass? Is it because said person has large faith? No. It's because said person has a large God. And that is the point. It's a little bit like the parable of the mustard seed, the faith of a mustard seed. Remember, Jesus says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, when he's teaching in a similar parallel passage to this. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, a mustard seed's tiny. How can that be? Because it's not about how big your faith is. And it has everything to do with how big your God is. And that's the point of Jesus. Jesus' point is not, my faith is immense, but my God is immense. And then Jesus unpacks it further. He says, have faith in God. If you have faith in a God that big, all things will be possible for you, effectively. And then he unpacks it further to show how that faith gets expressed. So he says, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer. It's interesting, isn't it? He goes from just saying something to a mountain to prayer. Why? Because prayer is the expression of faith. Why? Because prayer is the expression of dependence upon God. Prayer is the singular, most effective declaration of the fact that you can do nothing. But God can do everything. And so, as you're faced with a mountain, or faced with a tree, or faced with whatever it is before you, the expression of trust comes through prayer. So Jesus says, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Now we need to ask ourselves, is this a free ticket? A free license to pray for whatever you want? Well, if this was the only teaching we had on prayer, we might say that's the case. But it's not, is it? Because Jesus expressly says in John, pray in accordance with my will. When you pray in my name, he says. What that means is, when you pray under the will of me, when you pray in accordance with my desires, you will receive whatever you want. What does he mean by that? What he means by that is, when your prayers are conformed to the revealed will of God, i.e. the scriptures, then you can believe you have received it. Why? Because you're praying for the things that God wants. And see, here comes the whole point. Here is the power of faith. Faith always rests upon what God promises to do. Think about it from the point of view of salvation. If God had never promised to save you, how could you come by faith to God and believe that he will save you? You wouldn't be able to, would you? No, you couldn't. But because God has promised to save you, you can come to him in faith and believe that Christ died for the ungodly, and that God will save everyone who calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it is here in asking for our needs, in asking for what we require. We come to God for the things he promises. And we say, God, you promised to give me my daily bread. So I pray, please give me my daily bread. And you can walk away 100% assured that he will do it, because he promises to do it. You can come to God and ask him to help you to bear up under suffering. And you can walk away completely assured that he will do it. It has nothing to do with your faith and everything to do with the promises of God. Everything to do with the power of God and the strength of God. But then also notice the heart that must be behind this very quickly because we're out of time. Jesus says, when you're standing praying, forgive. Why does he say that? Well, he says that to highlight that it's not just about words. It's not just about going through an action. But our heart really matters. And if we have bitterness and fruitlessness, thinking back to yesterday, fruitlessness in our heart, how can we expect God to answer our prayers when we're not willing to answer the prayers of others? Because that's what asking someone to forgive you is. When your wife comes to you, or your husband comes to you, and they've offended you, and they say to you, honey, would you please forgive me? What is that? It's a prayer. And if you're not going to answer the prayer of another, when it's in yours to give, how can you expect God to do the same for you? So let us pray in accordance with God's word, by faith, believing that God has the ability to do all that he's promised to do. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you've given us promises and that we can rest by faith upon those promises through and through every day. Would you help us to do this? And we know you will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me again. I'll see you back here tomorrow.